broad question in terms of impartiality and independence of judiciary, but I will try to elaborate and also to provide some useful information in terms of how Cambodian constitution guarantee the impartiality and independence of judiciary. So actually the impartiality and independence of judiciary do be guaranteed by the constitution of the Kingdom of Cambodia, Article 51, new paragraph 4, and Chapter 11, new judiciary powers, from Article 128, new, to Article 35, new. And the judiciary is independent from executive and legislative. And the superb, we have one independent organization presided over by the king, we call Supreme Council of Magistracy. It's a constitutional mechanism to assure the independence and impartiality of judiciary. And in such, we have a law on organization and functioning of the Supreme Council of Magistracy, dated in 16 July 2021, Article 31. In terms of appointment, transfer, discharge, suspension, and removal of the title for all magistrates, including judge and prosecutor, and decision for disciplinary actions against magistrate. Cambodian has other legal framework for the good organization and functioning of judiciary, such as the law on organization of the court. Was adopted the same date, and the law on the statute of judge and prosecutor at the same date also. If there is a report of corruption and lack of transparency, the issue will be responsible for initiating the case for the corruption, and perpetrator shall be responsible under law on the anti-corruption law. And Article 132, news of the constitution, and the king is the guarantor of the independence of the judiciary. The law on organization and functioning of Supreme Council of Magistracy provide the legal framework and mechanism to ensure and assist the king to guarantee the independence of the judiciary in compliance with the constitution. So in order to highlight a bit detail about the Supreme Council of Magistracy, so I would like to, yes, only based on our constitution, we have the king preside over the Supreme Council of Magistracy, and the composition of the Supreme Council of Magistracy under royal presidency of His Majesty the King. We have one Minister of Justice, two President of Supreme Court will be a member of that Supreme Council of Magistracy, Prosecutor General of Supreme Court, one member elected by the Senate with absolute majority of vote of the total Senate's member, one member elected by the National Assembly with absolute majority of vote of the total of the member, among personality as a former judge or prosecutor or other high personality who has experienced at least 15 years in legal and judicial field, and six, one member elected by the Constitutional Council with absolute majority of vote of the total member among personality as a former judge or prosecutor or other high personality who has experienced at least 15 years in legal and judicial field. So then we have one member designated by the Minister of Justice among the other prosecutor, one member judge from High Court elected by all judge of the High Court, nine, one member of prosecutor from the High Court of from the Court of Ministry of Justice elected by all prosecutor of the High Court and Ministry of Justice. 10th, one member, a judge from the court of the first instance elected by judge, the court of first instance over the country. 11, one member of prosecutor from the court of the first instance elected by all prosecutor of the court of first instance over the country. All above member of the Supreme Council shall be appointed by royal decree. So this is, we have 13, five judge and three prosecutor. Regarding the case has been punished for the judge and prosecutor because of misconduct and the code of ethic and corruption issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Excellency Kirin. One of the other questions was with regard to the anti-corruption unit and its work. I would like to pass the floor.